Welcome, welcome. It's the Thursday show with your host, Riff and Xenophobe.
Hello, hello.
I apologize for the bumpiness here. I got a new computer and I realized I had to do a radio show today, and so configuration was a bit rushed. As you also might have noticed with the Saint Sneaky Beats Day thing, I forgot to make it a Clover Day and to put the green beer into the microbrewery. But all those things are fixed. You can also make green beer now, which is kind of nice. Yay! So, hooray for green beer, hooray for St. Patrick's Day, and hooray for not being forced to drink. Sort of, some of you may not identify with, but trust me, it's a good thing. So, it's been a while since I've been on the radio. I think, was I on last week? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Seems like I was. Might not have been, though.
I think you were.
I think I was, like, really tired, so that's why I don't remember.
That's right. Yeah, you crashed, like, as soon as we went off the air.
Yeah. So, I'm not nearly as tired now, but Riff is. He's been up for about 24 hours, and he's...
Yeah, I'm going on, like, 26 now, so I might be a little bit goofy, or else just very quiet.
Yeah. And it's a little quiet. The levels seem to be a little quiet. That's okay. People are complaining, but it's better to be too quiet than too loud. Owen Dunn!
Yeah, really?
Little bastard. So it's going to be an especially patchy, especially loopy, especially crazy radio show tonight.
Crazy!
Riff is half asleep, and I'm just off my rocker tonight for some reason. Been subjecting Riff to all of my puns. Gonna rue the day you crossed me, Trebek. Rue is spelled R-O-U-X, like the cooking thing, like how you make gravy. You know?
That pun doesn't work as well in voice.
I guess so. Oh well. So new things. We added more Ninja Snowmen.
Yep.
Recently,
and items that they drop.
Mm-hmm. Hope everyone is enjoying those. The Rice Bowl should be interesting. I had to make a new enchantment for that.
Yeah.
I hope people find that useful.
Did you happen to make an equivalent booze one at the same time?
No, I didn't, but it wouldn't be too hard to make.
We haven't figured out where to put that anyway.
Yeah,
so.
But it's an option.
Yep.
Let's see. I added a whole bunch of, or by a whole bunch, I mean two new chat things. Just people randomly wanting clan stuff. So I said, oh, okay, I should probably do work today. So I did work today. There is now, for those of you who aren't informed, there is a clanny's chat command, which when uttered will allow you to see who all is online in your clan. And there is also an option for generating event notifications when your clan members log on and off. So that'll save people a few clicks on their friends list, I think. People then, of course, you know, the whole inch mile situation, wanting our custom chat colors for their clan members, which is a little tougher to do. So, but I'll look at it. I wasn't inclined to do it whenever I added the other things because there was too much going on. I've been kind of rushing around today. We got invited to dinner, but then we realized we couldn't stay because it wasn't finished and we had to do the show. So we went and got fish and chips instead, and that was good.
Fish and chips.
The entire office stinks of malt vinegar, but it's really good.
It's a good stink.
Well, it's that and, like, black pepper, but it smells decidedly English in here. Hey, what, Guffna? I'm sure all of our England listeners will appreciate the hell out of that stereotyping.
Yeah, it is completely authentic accent, too.
Yeah, the whole redneck Missouri contingent of English people.
You just need to watch more Monty Python, and then you'll have an authentic English accent.
Yeah, authentic is in quotes and has an asterisk by it.
Yeah, authentic meaning not authentic.
Yeah.
So. Or rather, authentic English person that sounds just like a Monty Python character accent.
Yeah. The cat is... We got a new cat for the office. He's currently sitting at my feet attacking them. So if I yell out in pain, that's usually... It'll probably be because of the cat, not because of her stabbing me. Which just will be unlike all other radio shows, because I took his knives away.
Oh. So my knives.
Yeah. Those are my favorite friends. So... Hopefully there will be less stabbing of the thighs and more stabbing of the feet, as the cat seems to intend to be doing right now.
The cat, by the way, is named Zangetsu, which is Japanese for emergency meal.
Yes. So, in case we starve at the office, we won't have to eat our lone tin of potted meat food product. We can instead eat the cat.
That's right.
It's kind of a skinny cat, though, right now. We'll have to work on that.
Yeah, we have to fatten it up.
Yeah, but it's a good cat. He's an all-black cat, domestic short hair. Just enough to give Nama allergic fits of doom. But we chased her out of here, so now we can have a cat. So we have a cat. He's all black. I guess we should read some questions while we're here.
Okay.
Killed about 15 minutes talking.
Woohoo! Yeah.
The cat is clawing my feet. This is great radio. 001 asks, why does Olaf the janitor have a giant paintbrush in his hand? I think that's a mop.
Yes, that is a mop.
Yeah. It's one of the new paintbrush mops. Whenever you're done mopping the floor, you can paint the sidewalk.
I think you could do that with any mop.
Yeah, but I don't know. Just wouldn't be the same.
Meh.
Let's see. Muy Manuel asks, is there any plans of being able to link items in chat similar to World of Warcraft, since I know you slackers play? I don't actually play World of Warcraft. I refuse to.
Yeah, I do. For those of you that don't know, in World of Warcraft, you can shift-click on an item in your inventory or that you see on somebody else or in the auction hall, and it pastes it into your chat as a link so that whoever you're talking to can click on it and see what the item is.
I don't really like that idea.
Yeah, I mean, if you really need to do something like that, just you can throw it in your, not terrarium, what's the...
display case?
Display case, yeah.
Or you can just say, search for blah-blah-blah in the mall. There are less than 1,500 items in the game, so... And most of them are available in the mall, so...
Yeah.
You ought to be able to, look at that. Let's see here. Bunny Bandler says, why isn't there a fluffer nutter in the game? It should be part of the seal clubber consumable skill. Example, you smashed a marshmallow and peanut together with your club, you acquire an item, fluffer nutter. There aren't any marshmallows and there isn't any peanuts in the game.
Plus, I don't know, I always thought of fluffer nutters as one of those ideas that sound awesome, but when you go to actually eat one, it's horrible. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it was like the stickiest thing ever, and also the sweetest thing ever, yeah. And it's not something I can eat an entire one of.
Yeah. I've never had one, so I couldn't say. Let's see here. C. Mortigu asks, can you please format the prices in the recent store activity in the mall to have commas? Sure, I can do that after the show. Riff, can you make a note of it?
I shall make a note of it.
That's
I shall pretend to make a note of it because I don't know where my notebook is.
That sucks. That's two shots for those of you playing the drinking game.
Oh, there it is.
Woo!
LOTE says P-Imps should give pussiness potions. I certainly hope you're not implying that pimps are pussies, because we might have some pimps listening to this show, and you might be in a whole lot of trouble.
We might have some pimps talking on this show, too. You never know.
Pimping ain't easy, man.
Yeah. Oh, let's see here. See, Margu has a bunch of other mall things that I'm not going to read. I don't get this, but I'm going to read it anyway. Arsenal says, shouldn't wearing two badass belts give you the same effect, give you, like, the effect emo belt array? Or could you meat paste them together to do the same thing? I don't get that reference.
Do emo kids wear multiple belts at once or something?
I don't think I've ever seen an emo kid.
I always kind of thought of that as more of a punk kind of thing, but
yeah.
I don't know. I grew up in a small town, so the punks we had there may not have fit the punks of anywhere else.
Yeah. I grew up in Missouri. We didn't have any of those sorts of people there. People bottled up their emotions and just stuffed them down deep into their hearts and never talked about them. So there was no emotional expression. The cat is trying to eat my feet. I'm going to kick it. Let's see. Fineldar says, damn you! First you make the RNG not let me do my 40-day teetotaler ascension. Now you put more turtle tamer skills, so I have to do even more turtle tamer sessions instead of 4 or 5. Well, I'm sorry we made turtle tamers awesome. Seriously, I love the shit out of me some of the new turtle tamer skills. And just as sort of a side note to all of you who took spectral snapper as a hardcore permanent skill, what the fuck were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
Yeah, that's the skill that scales with muscle. So it is only useful to turtle tamers. Every other class has a way to do something better. said, we've made, if you combo the turtle tamer skills together, you'll do much more damage just with the power of your equipment alone than Spectral Snapper would have ever done.
Seriously, I happen to be in a turtle tamer hardcore ascension at the moment, and like the day before the skills rolled, I was getting my ass handed to me by the bosses in the crypt, mm-hmm. and then they rolled, and I bought like one of them, and all of a sudden I was beating ass all over them.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I'm not sure about the quality of that sentence.
There was ass, and it was being beaten. And
yes,
it wasn't yours.
And it wasn't mine. Exactly.
So, I would suggest loving your skills, taking a trip to the armory and leggery, and having fun. I'm not sure if those are so much keepers as so much as they are just useful turtle tamer skills. But they'll definitely make turtle tamers a lot easier to play. The ascension, the sorceress battle with a turtle tamer with all three skills should be cake, because none of those are capped. So you should be able to apply your full armor and pants and whatnot.
Apply your full pants. Oh, yeah,
I love it when I can apply my full pants. I never get to. The man keeps me down. Doglicious says, why are both items with ridiculous in their names three-handed? Shouldn't they be 11-handed, or wouldn't that be even be funny?
That's silly. Nobody has 11 hands.
Yeah. I mean, people have three hands, right? But not 11. That's ridiculous. And not funny. Let's see here. What am I saying? 001 says, does it upset you when people assume you make a reference to something when it wasn't a reference to that particular thing at all? And I used to get kind of confused sometimes because I don't get a whole lot of the references that people make.
Yeah. I don't know, it's handy for me sometimes because I'm not as Johnny on the spot with the references as Scully
You're
is.
You're Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Wow.
I come up with all sorts of archaic phrases and slang when I'm tired.
Yeah.
23 Skidoo! But yeah, I mean, the easy way to tell if something was written by me or by Scully is if every other sentence is a reference to something, particularly music, it was Scully. If it's funny without having references in it, it was probably me.
If it has toasters clanging together, it's Griff.
Yes, if it has toasters clanging together or people speaking in German, then that was me, because those two things are the same thing.
Yes, as we've empirically determined.
Yes.
Through our discussions today, which did not happen on the radio, and thus no one else knows.
No one knows what we're talking about.
At least no one listens.
The point I was trying to make, though, is that the thing of people assuming references where they're not is handy for me, since because I never put any in, then it's I get like free reference mojo, yeah. Because people just make them up themselves.
And I've screwed up St. Patrick's Day again. People can't overdrink on green beer, so can you answer a few questions?
Sure.
Whilst I fix that, I'm really screwed this up.
Let's see. What's a good question here? Blah, blah, blah. That's not a good question. That's not a good question. Okay. Glebs asks, does the rice bowl include cooking ingredients or just foods? It includes cooking ingredients if they're cooking ingredients that you can just eat straight. So it includes... So basically the answer is just foods. I mean, it includes things like knob sausages, because you can eat those on their own, and they're also ingredients, but it doesn't include, like, dried noodles or scrumptious reagents or anything that you can't eat. What else we got here? Destroyer Beacon asks, now that turtle tamers actually have a good reason to wear shields, can we get some in the armory and leggery?
I don't think we want to do that, really. Sort of the point of that was to give armor craftiness a use.
Yeah.
We may add some more craftable shields.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be putting in more shields.
Mm-hmm.
But in
the
meantime,
there was talks of a pixel shield and maybe a basic meat shield.
Since you're a turtle tamer anyway, just get the armor craftiness and make your own buckler.
Let's see. I think I did that right. Let me push that out.
Agent Lex asks, does the Muscle Guild's new janitor have a mysterious janitor link to the new snowman janitor, or did you just want to add more janitors to the game? That was pretty coincidental. I mean, I wasn't thinking about the one of them when I was working on the other one. I don't know, probably there's like a secret janitor's guild or something that they both belong to, or
Yeah.
You know.
I like the idea of the Secret Janitors Guild.
Yeah, where they trade all the secrets of
janitorial arts.
Janitorial arts, yes. Mm. Janitorial arts and crafts.
I think that I've fixed the over-drinking thing.
Cool. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do-do. How about having, Gleves asks, how about having / Wang available in chat? I don't know what you actually
I think he,
are
like,
asking
if you type / Wang and then a player name and a Wang someone from chat.
Oh.
Which would just save them 2 clicks.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, maybe 3.
Click to your inventory and click on the Wang.
Yeah. This cat needs to quit clawing my feet, or else I'm going to spray it with a spray bottle.
Joshua says, I would like to see 300K gift items. Yeah, no. I don't think we're going to do that. I think the most expensive ones we've got are all they're going to be, and I know you just want them so that you can pull them in softcore and
auto-sell them.
Auto-sell them to sneak around the limit. Sneaker.
The only reason we allow that is because it sinks 500 or 50K meat every time they do it.
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. I think I've got everything fixed. Sorry about that, kids. I'm just... Everything's been kind of in a rush today.
Glebs asks, any chance of getting a use for the fuzzy dice? By which I assume he means the extra fuzzy dice that you end up getting. We haven't got anything planned, but I shall make a note of it! Woo!
See, Sizzler says, in what order are names in a clan whitelist listed? I would assume in random MySQL order right now, but the clan changes that I have pending will change that to such that they're ranked more intelligently. I don't want to give away the whole kit and caboodle on that because it's kind of neat. But there are clan changes coming. They're mostly finished. I just need to test them and then push them. Can you read a question, please? I need a call.
Sure. Bunya Bandler asks, do you have any plans for making or reusing pictures for the adventures without them? What are you talking about? All the adventures have pictures. I mean, that picture you see in the giant's castle, I mean, that's the picture of the giant's cat. And it also happens to look exactly like those hippos and the pine cone. It's just, you know, things are similar looking in the kingdom.
Still really pissed off that I couldn't get Jake to draw me a pine cone before he left. He was like, that's too much work.
Pine cones are hard to draw.
Yeah. Let's go shopping.
Oh, what's this instant message? Jake, you're fired.
Oops. <Yeah. laughs> he can't fire me. I'm made of asbestos from all that asbestos ore that I drink.
Ho-ho.
Uh-oh. So he can try to set me on fire, but he'll fail.
MaxGuy56 is wanting to know how many sweet nutcrackers there are, and you already checked that.
Yeah, there are 1,206 left in the wild.
That is a lot.
Not as many as I thought I would think, though.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's quite a few Mr. A's.
Yeah. I guess I don't really know what a lot is in that context. So.
I don't either, I guess. So, but yeah. Oh, let's see here. Left says, hey, Jick et al. I was using the new shield plus headbutt combo stuff yesterday with the boner dagon, and it stopped hitting after 2 hits. Are you sure it's 100% accuracy? The boner dagon has the ability to stop your skills, so it won't be 100% accurate with it or the sorceress. So, but for everything else, regardless of your muscle, it will hit. Let's see here. Abracadabra is asking for DuckTales in German again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play that. People did not like me when I did that.
I thought that was awesome.
Well, I love the hell out of it. I mean, it was German. It was like having posters.
I've got a techno remix of the German version of the Rubber Ducky song from Sesame Street somewhere.
Oh, I think I've heard that, actually.
I don't think I have it on hand, so we can't subject it to
Mein Kliegchen Hatchen or something.
Yeah,
like
something like that. I'll find it for next week.
All right. Oh, let's see. Really Cool says, hey, you never gave me my free stuff for having a really cool name. What gives?
Oh,
your free stuff is not getting disabled for being a jackass. Actually, you're not a jackass. That's mildly amusing. It's not really funny or really cool.
If people got free stuff for having cool names, then we would have given it all to that guy whose name I love, but I can never remember what
Wiley
it is.
Wiley Quixote?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that is a pretty good name. Oh, let's see here. Lucifer says, Riff said on the forums that a hockey stick nerf would be...
Let's not get into that one. That's just about the pants trophy again.
Oh, God. Yeah. Stupid pants trophy. Whose idea was that?
Well, alcohol, basically.
Yeah. the alcohol is the cause of and the solution to all of life's problems.
Okay, this is kind of an interesting question. Bunyip Adler asks, why is it that the slingshot at the armory and leggery is a ranged weapon, but the turtle slinger, which is also a slingshot, is a melee weapon? Off the top of my head, I don't have a good thematic reason for that, but the technical reason is because a muscle class character would have little use for a ranged weapon.
Yeah, I don't think... I'm guessing that your muscly-itude inspires the turtles.
Yeah, something like that.
So, and maybe you'll have to, like, I don't know, thrust it at it really hard. So, I don't know.
It's ranged for you, but not for the turtles.
Yeah.
The turtles are fighting hand-to-hand, so it's a melee weapon.
Is it melee or melee?
Oh, I think it's melee.
Yeah.
But he didn't put the accents on the E's, so the way he wrote it, it's melee. That's my defense.
Gleebs asks, how long has Romans been implemented? a couple days. For those of you who don't know, you know how there's a friends command? There's also a Romans and a countryman command?
Beware the Ides of Starch!
Okay. That was yesterday, or is that today?
Today's the 16th, so it was yesterday.
Yeah. The Ides of March are funny. Not really. Let's see here. Gleaves asks, are we to assume that Clan Month has started? Not officially, but sure. I imagine I'll get around to pushing all the new Clan stuff before the end of the month. So, sure. That's not the official stance, though. You can call it whatever you want. I'm going to call it a Zippy-Doo-Dah Day for the entire month.
I'm going to call it Bob.
Good plan.
Bunyip Adler asks, after you get through the maze in the strange leaflet, no matter what direction you go in, it says you'll go back in the maze. That means you're surrounded by it. How can that be possible? It's one of those mazes where the goal is to get into the middle, like one of those hedge mazes that are near castles in foreign countries.
Yeah, exactly. And you wouldn't want to go back into that damned maze, so.
That's right. I'm good with the word making tonight.
Yeah. Not so great with the smart making, though.
Yeah. Huh?
Let's see here. Fred Levi says, okay, you made a decent one-handed ranged weapon. How about a one-handed staff? We were actually thinking about changing the spirit of rigatoni in the special sauce glove to such that it would allow you to wield staffs one-handed.
I think our current plan is that... I think the current plan is that eventually... missed classes will be able to unlock an event wherein they can create one-handed staffs, but that's a little ways off.
Okay, I don't remember the specifics behind that.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I could tell you, but that's starting to tread into spoiler territory.
And then we'd have to kill you.
Yeah,
and we can do it over the internet, so be
that's
afraid.
Right.
I'm looking at you right now. That's the noise I make when I'm getting ready to kill someone.
That's right.
They're usually slightly annoyed by it. Lord Zalek says, nothing.
Yeah,
very
it's
insightful.
Just blank. That's the
best question we've had all night.
Yeah, it's very easy to answer.
Yeah. The answer is, of course, hydrogen.
Yep. The answer is always hydrogen, man.
Yes.
It's either hydrogen or Christopher Columbus is always the answer.
Sometimes it's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, sometimes.
I think it's 42 all the time. But... let's see here.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know. Rangeley says, is the ridiculously over-elaborate ninja weapon a reference to that South Park Ninjas episode in any way? Also, thumbs up or thumbs down on Ernest Hemingway?
I didn't see that episode. The
ninja weapons in that episode weren't especially elaborate. They were pretty normal ninja swords, like swords and ninja stars and Sai and whatnot. So I would say no, and it wasn't anyway, but...
Yeah, because I wrote that and I did see that episode. Yeah. So.
And as far as Ernest Hemingway goes, I'm going to say thumbs akimbo.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the idea of Ernest Hemingway, but I haven't actually read any of his stuff, although I'm told I should read For Whom the Bell Tolls. I'm told I would enjoy that. Mm. So I'll get to that one of these days. Actually, I shall make a note of it.
On your personal to-read list.
Yeah. I was thinking the other day of buying, like, a cheap, you know, those thingies, like a little tiny computer with a pen.
Oh, like a PDA?
Yeah, like a PDA, just to keep lists of, like, books I keep meaning to read and videos I keep meaning to buy, because when I'm ever actually in the store, I can never remember what they were.
Now, I hear they sell an analog version of that that comes with some dead trees in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, I ordered, or I haven't ordered it yet, but it's on my Amazon wish list to get one of those really sexy Moleskine notebooks. I don't know how the hell they pronounce it.
What?
It's just
Moleskine?
It's spelled Moleskine, but I don't think it's pronounced that way.
Sure it is.
Probably. I don't know. But yeah, there's just these really sexy leather notebooks with, like, you can get, like, grid paper inside them, and they've got little folders in the back.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
If I were the sort of person who felt the need to carry one of those around, I'd totally buy one. But I'm not, so I won't.
I've totally forgotten what I was making. Oh, yeah, Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah. Be sure to write Thumbs Akimbo on that, too.
Yes. See, Thumbs Akimbo is, like, the worst of the Italian mobsters in the 1920s.
Yeah. We better watch out for Thumbs Akimbo, man. Fred Levi says, could there be a sword that heals you when you do damage? There's a weapon that restores MP when you do damage.
Is there? Which one?
The Cloaca Coalition combat knife.
Well, I mean, we could do some kind of vampire sword or something, but we'd have to come up with some way to change it, because that's a pretty cliche sort of weapon.
Yeah. Usually the idea for the weapon merits the enchantment, not the other way around.
Maybe some kind of, like, giant leech with a hilt on it.
It could be, like, a vampire bird sword.
So you stab monsters in the ass with it?
Yeah. After they, you know, after it sucks blood out of them.
Damn it, now that we've mentioned that, you're going to have to play it.
I understand. I'm going to enqueue that right now. We don't need to take a music break quite yet, but having Wesley Willis, or is that his name?
Something like that. Do you have any other of his songs?
No, I don't. I only have Vampire Bat because it's on Zach's computer. Mm.
Glebs is requesting a X total at the end of the Clanny's command.
Make a note of that. I can do that. That's not too bad.
I shall make a note of it.
Good plan. Therarm asks something that comes up once in a while. Could we get an option on the familiar page to equip all familiars with their default equipment if you have it? It's annoying to do this manually every time I come out of Ronin. My question to you is, what is default equipment?
Well,
I mean, do you really want that targeting chip on your micro mecha tech, or would you rather have the +3 pounds? Like, which familiar gets the wax lips?
I guess it could only affect the familiar items that only go on a particular familiar.
Well,
but aren't there? Do we? I guess we don't, but there is the possibility of a future situation in which there could be more than one piece of familiar equipment that only goes on one particular familiar.
Also, to you, I would say don't equip all of your familiars with all of your equipment. I think that's what this guy is doing, and don't do that. It's not necessary. You're not going to use that stab mat, I don't think. You might.
You might.
Yeah. But
if you want to get that trophy...
the trophy for losing 1,000 hit points from a stab bat.
Yeah. Trophy for being hit by a stab bat 227 times.
Yeah. Let's see here. Moonchase suggests the Clanny's function be renamed Clanlist, and I'm not too excited about that.
Yeah. That's not very funny.
Yeah. Clanny's is pretty good. It's not great, but it's pretty good. Smidge says there's been a lot of discussion about the Tome of Snow Cone summoning in the forums. Do you have any plans to balance hardcore out somehow for players that start playing after it becomes too expensive, or expensive enough to become unviable?
No, not particularly, because I've been following that thread reasonably closely, and it looks to me like the difference between having the tome and not having the tome is pretty negligible. I mean, if you can't get on the leaderboards in hardcore, it's not because you don't have the Tome of Snow Cone Stump.
It's probably because you haven't had 40 plus hardcore sanctions.
Yeah, it's because you don't have the skills or you don't have the skill.
Yeah.
I mean,
either singularly or plurally, if you're lacking, you're probably not going to get that.
I mean, the tome might make the difference between getting first place on the leaderboard and second place, but that's about it.
Yeah. I would assume that pretty much everyone on staff would agree with that. Let's see here. Dev Will asks, why can't snow cones of one color stack upon themselves? The effects that is.
We answer this every week. It is because you cannot eat that many snow cones in that short a time or you'll get brain freeze.
Yeah. And he also says, I don't see what it would harm unless you're morally objected to usefulness and convenience.
I absolutely am.
That should be the tagline for the game.
Yeah.
KingdomOfLoathing.com. Morally objected to usefulness and convenience.
That's why I keep the toilet paper, like, all the way on the other side of the bathroom.
Yeah. That's why I put the salt on one end of the table and the pepper on the other.
That's right.
We have a really long table, too, so you have to stand up. It sucks.
Yeah. We've got, like, one of those little moving walkways to go from the one end of the table to the other so you don't get tired.
But it runs backwards, so you have to walk extra far.
It's awesome. We just put slinkies on it all day.
Yeah. Loner and pairs.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know. This is a small subset of our normal life.
This is 120 minutes of complete gibberish with Riff and Xenophobe.
Yeah. Not like any of the other shows were that.
Yeah.
Vlad Slipshod says, if someone in the same clan as you bleed to, will you still
pronounce
show
that Slipshod?
Oh, that's Zach's running joke with it.
Oh, okay.
If someone in the same clan as you bleeds you, will you still show up when they do a clan? Yes. That also works with a who, so it's just a command that was sort of imitating, so there's no reason for someone on your ignorant list not to show up on that. And also, why are you ignoring people in your clan?
Yeah, if you don't like the people in your clan, you got a problem.
Should pack it up and move on out.
Wow, Deathface Delta has sent us the same question like 20 or 30 times.
Oh, where is he? I don't know. That guy is getting disabled. Sorry, Deathface Delta.
Don't totally disable him. Just ban him.
All right, well, I'll just revoke his chat access. How about that? Bye-bye, man. Oh, now I forgot where I was. Don't do that, by the way, sending in the same questions. You make me mad, and when I'm mad, I do bad things to you. I do things to you that make the Nazis look like the little rascals.
Oh, here's a good question for the both of us, although it was directed at me. What is your favorite anime or manga?
I would say my favorite manga is probably Yakkei Tate Japan.
I haven't read the manga for that.
It's pretty good. They leave some stuff out of the show, which kind of makes me sad.
Yeah.
As far as my favorite anime goes, I'm not really sure. I really liked Dot Hack Sign.
That was really good.
Yeah. I was involved with its fan subbing back in '01 and '02.
Awesome.
So I don't know if any of my releases are out there anymore, but I was involved.
My favorite manga is definitely Battle Angel. I don't know, it's just awesome. It is to shit. But to shit.
You just say te.
I said te. Yeah.
Oh, I hate you.
I'm sorry. I mean, I use it for emphasis. If to shit, that's like one step above da bomb. That's how awesome Battle Angel is.
Wow.
Or Battle Angel Alita, depending on what.
Do you have that
translation? Yeah, I've got.
I should watch Rap Verse in it.
I've got all the manga, and I've got also the OVAs. The OVAs aren't quite as good as the manga, but they're still pretty good. Mm. My favorite anime is hard to say. I mean, my top couple are, I guess, Trigun, Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo. Yeah, off the top of my head, those are probably the top three.
Yeah.
And, I need to point this out. UberCow says, I told Riff's drums and cymbal joke to my friends and they all loved it. Thank you very much, but properly speaking, that is Fusilla Band's joke.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-tsh. Ba-dum-tsh. Ah, okay, I think I found where we were.
Yeah, I think we are.
So.
Kerrang asks, how can Ninja be stealthy if they're using that over-elaborate ninja weapon? Very carefully.
Yes. That's how stealthy they are, that they can use that thing and still be stealthy. If they didn't have that weapon, just nobody would ever see them at all.
Yeah.
Licker, which would be cool, because we wouldn't have had to have forced Zach or Jake to draw a picture.
Yeah. Or, and, you know, oh, I was going to say something about the UPS guy being a ninja, but I forgot what I was going to say.
I actually saw him the other day.
He didn't kill you?
No. It was weird. I, like, opened the door, and I was like, holy crap, it's the UPS guy. And he said, sign here. And I signed, and he left. It was
he didn't,
amazing.
Like, get out his wakizashi and try to gut you or something?
No. But maybe it's not that he has to kill me if I see him. Maybe he just has to go back to the depot and commit a... seppuku.
Yeah, that seems about normal.
Seppuku in the Depot is the name of my emo punk band that I just started just now.
Yeah, I'm playing drums. I actually don't know how to play the drums. Left says, does the new Turtle Timber School for level 15 affect the fashion show on PvP? I don't think so. It might, but I'm not sure. I'm too lazy to go and check, so definitely maybe is my answer to that. Pool Fiend says, do we have to wait until after midnight to make green beers? No, I fixed that. Sorry about that. Since Saint Sneaky Pete's Day didn't fall on the regular time this year, I had to go and change everything, and I forgot a few things. But everything should be working now. Moth says, Mommy, can I have a puppy?
Do you think you deserve a puppy, Moth?
How can you have a puppy when you don't eat your meat? Cosgrove, why didn't you ever get married? Because I like meat too much. Freakazoid is so great.
Let's see. O'Grady says, I thought today was going to be the Feast of Boris. No, the Feast of Boris is...
In two days. Yeah.
Yeah, that is Saturday. Saturday night is when the Feast of Boris will start.
Saturday.
Woo. Price of admission pays for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge! Oh, that hurt.
I hope it did. That was horrible. Pants Thief asks, how many people have ascended at level 1? I did a little bit ago. A few. It's not really that great. Sorry to take the wind out of your sails, but you can... eat goofballs until you go back to level 1 and ascend.
Itsy Bitsy Spider, like, was the first on that one, man.
It was before
Ascension, but he was the first... When he was the guy that, like, the day goofballs came out, he got enough of them to de-level all the way back to level 1. And since it was before Ascension, that means he started at, like, level 50 or something.
Yeah.
He was a madman. I wonder whatever happened to him. He was.
He started playing World of Warcraft, and all the intelligence he had got lost somehow. Or maybe it wasn't World of Warcraft. It was something, but he did something, and then he just became a total raving nutcase.
Oh, well.
Yeah. He was only, like, 13, too, so I guess he had time for his intelligence to degrade into that sort of cesspool of text messages. Messaging filth that our nation has become.
Maybe it was probably the public school system that got to him then.
Hey, I'm a product of the public school system. I'm not stupid.
Wait a minute, you always say you're stupid.
Oh yeah. Duh. I must be too stupid to realize that I'm stupid. Let's see here.
Palpy wants advice on playing NetHack.
Don't die. I would say that if you're just starting to play NetHack, pay attention to everything, and don't get in a rush. Remember, it's a turn-based game. If you're in a dangerous situation, you need to stop, slow down, and think. And you don't have to kill every monster to win, although it does help. I would suggest playing a Barbarian or a Valkyrie as your first class. A Samurai is also good. And if you read spoilers, you're a jackass, but those will help you. If you don't, and don't save scum. Don't be a jackass that way either. That's being more of a jackass than reading spoiler sites. Play on a public server like that. But
I must be like a triple jackass then, because the way I played NetHack was to read the entire spoiler file and then play through the entire game in god mode.
Well, at least you're admitting it to yourself that you're not going to do it right. But save scumming, which for those who are not in the loop, is the practice of copying your save files to another directory and then replacing them when you die, is not the way to go. It's not satisfying at all. If you really want to have fun, play on a public NetHack server, like nethack.org. If you tell it to there, you can create an account and play NetHack for free online from a public server. Which is cool, because if you're like in school and you're just at a terminal and you're bored, and you want to pick up your NetHack game, you can go to now and just go and play, which is kind of nice.
Let's see.
And then other people can watch you and send you messages and bug you. So
it is kind of interesting watching them.
Yeah, I remember I had a bunch of people watching me play NetHack, and I got right to the end, and then I died on the astral plane. Oh, sucks so much.
Angaro asks, which of us does a better Jick impression?
I never tried. I've never felt the need to make an impression of him, because he's stupid enough already.
I don't know. Well, I do. The one of us that does the best Jick impression is Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah.
Because before I became an official member of the team, I was out here in Arizona over Easter break prior.
I think that's when I first met you, actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
Were you here then?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were. I was at a party with Scully and Jick and everybody, and Jick had wandered off to go to the bathroom or get another beer or something, and Scully did this impression of him that was amazing. It was literally like Jick's voice was coming out of Scully's head. It was crazy.
I don't remember.
Next time Scully's on the radio, Angaro, send in that question again and see if you can get him to do it.
Derpish says, guys, please get this crap off the radio. Okay. You got my shit shovel?
No. I also don't have a very funny response to that.
Yeah. It wasn't a very good lead-up.
Criswell wonders how many spooky and sleazy gravy fairies there are.
Very few.
Yep, not very many. The last time we looked, there was a total of 40 people that had the ability at that moment to get the spooky fairy. We're not sure how many of them have actually gotten it, or how many of them might have gotten the sleazy fairy. I don't know for sure if they've even figured out how to get the sleazy fairy. Some people have.
Yeah. There are far fewer sleazy fairy candidates than there are spooky fairy candidates, which isn't actually true. But if I were to tell you why, it would ruin the mechanic. So.
Let's see. Waterbow wants to know if he should get a PSP or another iPod for his non-KOL time. I recommend the Nintendo DS, actually.
Yeah. If not to get a Wendon, then anything.
Yeah.
Os Tatakai Wendon is the reason to own the Nintendo DS. You can get that and not get any other games, and you will have spent your money well.
Yep. Although, if you're bound to the choice of either the PSP or the second iPod, I don't know, I mean, is your first iPod broken, or do you just intend to have two iPods?
That would be kind of weird.
That would be kind of weird, so I'm going to probably say PSP.
Yeah, unless your iPod is broken, which I would say second iPod. Cause
yeah, if you don't currently have a useful iPod, get the iPod. Because I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I have not yet seen anything on the PSP that I particularly wanted to play.
Yeah, I usually, and it's trying too hard to be a general purpose piece of electronics.
Yeah, and
I want it to play games. I don't want it to
as is generally the case with devices that try to do many things, they do all of them badly.
Yeah. Let's see. I think it's time for a music break. We're an hour in.
Okay, that's a good time.
I guess I'll play Vampire Bat and some other stuff I find.
Woot!
So have fun with your Vampire Bat, everybody.
Once upon a time, a man was attacked by a vampire bird. He was stuck to death. The vampire bird killed him at last. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. The lake of fire tore his ass up. He was burning to the crisp. He was cast into the lake of burning flame. Vampire bad. Vampire bad.
Oops. Sorry about that. I'm gonna skip Vampire Bad. I hit the wrong button and I meant to play do NQ and went hip instead of play. So here, listen to Katamari on the Rocks instead. I'm sorry about that.
これもあれもそれも西も東も口もくれもまっくっついたもんをどんどん回して回してね歌うのは楽しいねそこの角を右に曲がると花屋さん次にあるのが銀行屋さんそこで何をするかというとクーラーに当たって涼しむために行くのさささささささささでもくっつけちゃいやだよどんどんチンチンどんチンチンどんチンチキチンチンでもくっつけ方がよくわからないのねね何者はわからないかなちょっと休憩気分でそこの椅子にくっつけたものを固めながら休ませておくよねラッキーかもしれないよいずれラッキーになるかもラララララララララ固めて騙しだけど、よく考えると、なんだ、固めるってなんだ、よくわかんないぞ、どんどん増えていくってことか。もともと固めなくてもいいってことじゃん。水田にあるものは全部固まってないで普通にあるってことだけど、なんで固めんの？いや、固めるともしかして楽しいんじゃない？と思ったか
いや、待って、固めてみようか。とにかく実行してみるのが楽しいかもしれない。そうそう。やっぱりこうやって何、思ったことをどんどんこうやって歌ってみるってことも大事だし、そういうことをやっぱりどんどん固めてみるってこともいいから、
After that little fuck up, there was some Katamari Damashi for you all, and after that was ActRaiser's opening theme, followed by Bloodpool.
Woot!
Everyone loves ActRaiser. I love ActRaiser. That means everyone else does too.
I never played ActRaiser. I don't
think. It was one of the first SNES games, and it was kind of short, but it was sort of a half Civ, half side scroller. Where you played the role of a god trying to recreate the people in a land that had been taken over by evil.
Huh.
And you had to, and part of it was a simulation where you had to use your angel avatar to defend your people from monsters and help them build their cities.
That's interesting.
And then whenever they discovered the dens of evil in their specific areas of the world, you'd have to go and inhabit the a statue of created in your likeness and defeat the source of evil yourself. So it was really cool. Kind of, it was a short game though. There were only six areas, and never really took long to fill them out. So,
Let's see, Jamaican Castle, which is a pretty interesting name. I like that one. Jamaican Castle asks, "What else is the janitor going to do besides the meat car?" The janitor will and his counterparts and the other two guilds. We'll eventually have a couple other quests that they will give you. One of them will arrive fairly soon if I can convince Jake that his objection to what I've written is a silly, silly objection. There will also be eventually two other NPCs in each guild who will give you other quests. And there's actually... it'll be kind of a new thing for the kingdom because they're quests that have a fair amount of plot attached to them, and they're like chained. So you accomplish one goal and then you get another quest that's related to the ongoing thread of that plot. So we're actually we've got some interesting stuff that's being worked.
This
on.
Has been sort of its magna opus. Since his time here.
Yeah.
Developing all these guild quests. Mm. They're all going to be optional, but they will hopefully be, A, worth your while, and two, fun to explore and figure out and to read.
Yep.
And that's what we really want, is for people to read more. We're backed by the National Literacy
Reading
Board.
Reading is good.
Yeah. Except for the part where you have to use your eyes and look at words.
I like that part.
You do? Freak.
Let's see.
Also, there are a lot of people saying that they aren't getting the special adventure for the St. Sneaky Pete's Day, to which I say you are. You probably just quit too fast to miss it, because out of the five or six people that I've checked, everyone's had it. So.
You mean like their final links are getting set or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can go in and look at their flags.
That's what
I meant to say. Flag for triggering it, and everyone I've seen has had it, so. Let's see here. People's complaining about St. Saint Pete's Day, things that have already been fixed. Let's see.
There's some people wondering if the bottle opener does... If the bottle opener spoiler when it's equipped offhand using dual wield.
I'm pretty sure that won't work.
Okay. Let's see, and here's a whole bunch of the same message from that guy you disabled from chat.
I didn't disable him, I just banned him forever.
That's what I mean. Disabled his chat specifically.
Yeah. Well, you can disable an account, you can also ban it from chats.
Yeah.
So, Jamaican Cats asks, why in the world did you get a cat? Because cats are awesome.
Cats are awesome. Cats give you something to talk to so that you're not talking to yourself, because that's crazy.
Answering a PM in chat, which I shouldn't do during the show. Jamaican Castle also notes that Firefox rules. I would have to agree.
Yes. You should restate that in the form of a question, though.
Yeah. Wait, this is Jeopardy?
I don't know.
Saber! Chalk says, so, why haven't I noticed any references to Invader Zim in this game? What about Family Guy?
There's several Family Guy. I know specifically of at least one Family Guy reference. There would be... I mean, I'm a big old Invader Zim fan, so there would be Invader Zim references if I'd seen anywhere to put one. Problem is, Invader Zim is mainly... I mean, it's science fiction-y, so it's hard to
work it into.
It's hard to work it in, yeah.
To a fantasy-y world. That's why I'm with two E's. So it's a fantasy-like world. Oh, let's see here. Johnny Extreme says, are you going to offer shields in the armory and legory? Did we answer this?
Yeah, I think.
Just to repeat it, no, we're kind of not, because we sort of want those to validate armor craftiness. Since the turtle tamers aren't going to have a part of any consumable or crafting skill, which isn't really that big of a deal anyway since they have buffs, but since they aren't, we're kind of wanting to use that to prop up the shield-bearing skills.
Yeah.
Or at least that's the way I justify it. I'm not quite sure what Chick thinks about that. Maybe he likes the idea. Also, a problem with shields in the armory and legory is that shields aren't really funny. I mean, there are some funny shields, but not really enough to fill out a section of the armory and legory with them. Whereas with the equipment, it was pretty easy.
Let's see.
Snave said something that we're actually going to implement.
What is that?
It's below Caridos' question. I don't want to say it.
Oh, right. Huh. Yeah, you're eerily prescient there.
Yeah, sort of a specu spoiler type of thing. Yes, we are. Actually, that was part of something that we're planning to do. I'm sure that, for the rest of you, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
And, let's see here. People trying to figure out where the janitor comes from. Then the damn death-faced Delta guy saying the same question over and over and over again. Gyrick says, I might have missed it. What is NOBR? NOBR is a clan item for Noblesse Oblige. They had a some sort of a weird event to which they were granted a custom clan item. I can't remember the details. Do you remember anything about that, Earth?
Not really. They had, like, an event week or something where all the different clan members did different contests and whatnot,
yeah.
And they got out of Jake a bunch of this custom item called the NO beer that they could give away as prizes and whatnot.
Yeah. And the cat is finally leaving my feet, so not my feet.
Yeah, it's coming over to me. Count D says two janitors and no UHF references. Also, jazz hands. I've only seen UHF like once, and it was a long time ago. So and since I was the one that wrote both of the janitors, I didn't really have any references to put in it.
Jamaican Castle says, what's happening with the penguins? They're...
nothing particularly.
No.
Yeah.
They kind of got drove out of the kingdom a while back by
ladies. I mean, Uncle Pease is back due to time oddness, but yeah. I don't know. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Same question again. Pants Thief wants to know what color will the cone be this time?
Infrared.
ultra black.
Yes.
Puce.
Puce traffic cone.
Yes. Maybe Paisley.
Paisley traffic cone. Let's see.
Oh, and, NucoChan314 points out that Glebs is pronounced Glebes.
Did I pronounce it Glebs?
I think I did a couple of times.
Oh.
I've also just mispronounced NucoChan's name as well.
Yeah. That's because you've listened to Jip say it so many times wrong.
Yeah. Well, also, I mean, that isn't pronounced that way.
Yeah. Oh, people are. Cary Grant says, "Ooh, baby, do bad things to me." Oh, you don't want me to do bad things to you. They're not nice.
Yeah, they'll be actually bad things.
Yes. See, I don't have feelings such as remorse or guilt. So, yeah, it's not the best idea. Count the recommending Pet Shop of Horrors is a good manga. I've never read it.
I've heard of it, but I've never read it.
Amazing Nest says, with all the expansion, all the new player IDs, when are you going to move from this server onto a new polished one, eh? The hardware we have right now is more than sufficient for our needs. I mean, the player IDs keep going up, but the rate at which we actually acquire new players is very slowly gaining. Over maybe a week ago, we've picked up maybe 5,000 new players. It's over the past month or so. We've picked up because accounts are continually being created and deleted. Every day we delete about 800 accounts and we gain 1,000. So there's a very slow and steady churn rate for those things.
Yeah.
And we are growing now. We were holding steady ever since we moved to the new servers at about, at I don't know, 150,000 maybe? Does that sound right? Or do you even know?
I have no idea.
Yeah. But now we've got a... 160,000 players, and it's slowly going up. The churn rate is starting to starting to become positive again. So, no, the hardware we have is more than sufficient. Everything runs really well, except for right after rollover.
Yeah, Jake's trying to figure out what the problem is with that.
Yeah. Moth says, Hey Riff, you ever been to Jupiter?
Is that a reference to something?
I have no idea. I was just trying to be like Moth and be really excited about nothing.
Chalks asks if you've ever played ADOM. He said it's better than NetHack.
You're wrong and no.
I played a similar game once called Omega, which was pretty fun, although
it
had a pretty game-breaking bug. The way their combat system works was you would set your attacks to high, medium, or low, and also set your defense to high, medium, or low, and monsters would randomly attack high or low and defend high and low. But you could get boots, you could get enough speed equipment that you could have so many attacks that you could be attacking at high, medium, and low, and defending at high, medium, and low, so nothing could ever hit you, and you could just cream anything automatically. Mm-hmm. It was other than that, it was a fun game because it had like an overworld in addition to the dungeons and towns. But anyway,
Max Guy 56 is asking for a Dr. Worm familiar.
Yeah, which would require mezcal instead of tequila. But
yeah, we'll keep the primary references at bay for now, I guess. Vidalia says, could you add an option to the right company to take us to the player store? Poof. I've gone back in time and added that feature for you.
How many drinks is that?
I think that's 3 shots. people saying the DS is good. Yukon asks, where did you guys hear of Wendon? I heard about it from Riff.
Where did I hear about it? I think I read an import review just somewhere randomly, and then went looking for it and bought it off of liksang.com, liksang.com.
Liksang.com, your source for Japanese imports since 1943.
Yes.
That's our sponsor for the radio show this week.
An excellent, excellent game.
Yeah. I would definitely recommend importing it at your earliest convenience.
Yes.
I mean, it's in Japanese, but you won't need to understand the lick of it in order to play.
I think it would probably not be as hilarious if I could understand the Japanese.
Yeah. I think the highlight of that game is helping a violin player with his incontinence with my cheering.
Yes, yes. You're cheering your male cheerleaders, cheering on the violin player on the subway to not crap his pants.
I love Japan. Rackham Rose asks, this song reminded me, are there any plans to put some Katamari Damacy references into the game? There's one or two.
There's at least one. The sticky meat skirt, or yeah. Possibly kilt.
I think it's a skirt.
And I think there's another one, but I won't swear to it.
I don't remember it. MaxGuy56 is a specky spelling. Can we get a floating severed hand familiar that floats around and carries an extra offhand item? We're thinking about something.
Maybe.
Maybe. just wait on that.
You
one.
People need to stop being psychic.
Yeah.
They've all taken Mr. Magnifico pills or something.
Yeah. Fred Levi says, how about this, the Kingdom of Loading? All the enemies, there would be animated loading icons, and their attacks would take two turns to do damage. I assume he's referring to the post-rollover lag there with his little quip.
Turd Ferguson says, guys, thank you for addressing what happened to me on the air. Do you really think Mr. Skullhead might help me? Do you have any idea what that was referring
no
to?
No clue.
Oh, well. You're welcome.
Yeah, no, totally.
And the answer to your question is maybe?
Definitely maybe.
Yeah. Istanbul asks, how rare is the sex change adventure in the back alley?
I'm not sure.
I believe... I can't tell you its rarity, but I'm pretty sure that if you opt out of the operation, then you won't get that adventure again for the rest of the day.
Yeah, so have lots of meat. Oh, let's see here. Istanbul says, ActRaiser still has some of the best opening music ever. I don't care what anyone says, even though it's the first-gen SNES game. Thanks for playing the music. No problem. ActRaiser is one of my favorite musics. I really like me some Bloodpool.
Irritan999 says, I am fighting with two icicles, and it's only doing 1 point of cold damage, no matter how much bonus damage I do. I believe the weapons in your offhand do not add... the bonus damage, is that true? The element damage?
I'm pretty sure that person is fighting a monster that's cold.
Oh. Well,
so,
there you go.
if you're fighting a cold monster like a Yeti, the bonus damage will get reduced to one because it resists your cold foo.
The Poonthrier says, how many different types of adventures and items are in the game?
There are roughly 1,500 items. And as far as adventure goes, I can figure that out real quick.
I can give you an exact number on the items.
There are almost 500... Don't give the exact number of items.
Oh, okay.
There are about 500 adventures.
Yeah, and more or less 1,500 items.
Yeah. And just for a little bit of icing on the cake, there are about 330 monsters. So our game is moderately complex.
Yeah, pretty large.
Yeah. Lift says, does the Bustafarian path create a glass of goat's milk derived item during the mountain quest? If not, why? It doesn't, and I'm not sure.
I'm always inclined not to put stuff in that favors a particular path just because those things are meant to be harder, you know? And we've already got a lot of booze type quest bonuses from like you can get a ton of booze doing the tavern quest and stuff like that. So, I don't know.
Let's see here. In a little bit of anime geekery, Ghost Stalker says, do you guys read or watch either Naruto or Bleach? If so, what do you make of the news that Viz is licensed Bleach? I don't really care about the fact that Viz is licensed bleach because I'm going to know where to get it anyway.
Oh, do you? Good.
Yeah. Lunar doesn't sub them anymore, though.
Oh, really?
So it's going to be slightly less quality, but, you know, if you're a dirty, rotten pirate, which I am for doing this radio broadcast, really, so.
Yeah, and, I used to read Shonen Jump, and I kind of liked the Naruto manga in that, but I tried watching a couple episodes of the series, and it just left a bad taste in my mouth, and I never bothered again. But I dig me some Bleach quite a lot. Yeah,
I also dig me some Bleach. Naruto didn't look very good to me.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people like it, but it just didn't jive with me.
One Piece. One Piece is an excellent show. If you're into stuff like Naruto.
I saw the dub of that, and I wasn't completely impressed, but it seemed okay.
Yeah.
Is the sub any better than the dub?
I haven't seen the dub.
Oh. Oh, let's see here. Send in more questions. We're running low. Let's see here. I'm going to refresh. That's a drink for anyone who's playing the drinking game. Can you read a question, Riff?
Sure. FF9 Master wants me to say Poon again. There it is. Poon. Or Poon. Poon. I think that's probably closest. Is Poon.
I think. I don't want to say it, really. Other than the Homestar Runner reference. Jamaican Castles is a familiar idea. Familiar that prevents attacks. Poof! I've gone back in time almost to the beginning of the game and added the levitating potato.
Aha!
Whose vines will constrict and prevent enemies from attacking.
Jello Boy wants to know if the number of sex changes carries over through Ascension. I believe it does.
I think it does. I'm going to head up towards the... man, I'm tired.
Yeah, we still got like a half an hour, too.
Yeah, damn it. I'm going to take a music break and let some more questions pour in, because we're kind of running low.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Send us more questions.
I'm going to find a song to play, find one more question to read while I get a song.
Moth asks, do you love me now that I can dance? Moth, we always loved you. You don't need to dance to win our affections.
All right, I've got a song. Here's a Reifu with Voice.
You change the color of your eyes. What you really mean is you don't really want to be this way for good. You pick up the stuff that's just been laid. But you
Okay, it was Riefu with Voice, off the single that contained the first Bleach outro song. That's a very good singer. She sings English very well, despite being very, very Japanese. And Riff is drinking a soda.
Oh, is she? Is she Japanese? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, she is. I've had the speakers on. She's probably create some amusing feedback. But yeah, I'll play her first song later. Maybe not on the radio, but. But it's really good.
Awesome.
The
River asks if we're going to have an April Fool's Day Mr. Store item again. You'll see. Boy, will you see.
Yeah. Left says, dubbed One Piece is a crime to the series. Okay. Well, I'll pinch some of the series off of Riff.
Yeah, I've got, like, God.
I'm sure your series collection is full of it.
Yeah.
If I get bored one day, I'll raid it and find something to watch.
Moxious Mouse wants me to remove the from the Dolphin King's crown. I can go ahead and do that.
Is you think that's wise?
Do
you think it might come back and kill you? the phrased article.
I sure hope not, because I'm gonna go and do it anyway.
The word disemphrased is really bad. Let's see here. Ultima Wrath says, did you know that when you have teleportitis, you can still adventure when drunk? Yes. That's fine, because A, teleportitis doesn't take you anywhere useful, and two, you know, it doesn't last very long, so maybe it might help you, maybe, in a very, very slim chance, or possibility if you like going for Gorgor or something, but I don't know. More people complaining about the special Stinky Pete's Day Adventure, to which you say, blah.
I have removed the from the Dolphin King's crown and map.
All right. There are no longer any definite articles in those two items.
Yes.
Let's see here. Ghost Stalker says, I get most of my sales from Date Bayou, referring to Naruto and Bleach. However, both of those series are in filler blocks right now. Yeah, I really don't like the filler block in Bleach right now. You only watch Glooners, so I don't know if you're up to that.
Yeah, I just got past the bit with where they were playing that ridiculous game with those three freaks,
mm-hmm.
and I was a bit upset that it all turned out to be essentially like a
spoiler alert.
Oh shit! Blah 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 blah.
Yeah, basically.
But anyway, yeah, I was disappointed with that particular chunk of filler, but I don't know about any later chunk of filler.
Well, yeah, but I've read the manga past that point, and I really like the way the manga goes. Like a lot of the things they did in the filler just sort of ruin where the manga goes. So I don't know. I don't really like it very much. So this has been about 20 minutes of anime nerdery with Riff and Xenophobe. I'm sure all of you who despise anime are sitting there just loving the shit out of this radio show.
Yukon insists that we download the Oanda soundtracks if we haven't already. We have.
We have. Oh, yes. Yes, we have.
We could possibly play some of that on our way out.
If we wanted to scare people. Let's see here. Merrick is checking in. Merrick will be up after us. Refresh.
Jello Boy is following up to an earlier question, and if I remember what that earlier question is, I think he's asking for an accomplishment of how many times you've changed your gender.
I don't know. I don't remember what what's going on. Let's see here. Jamriro Kwai says, Xenorif, yeah, the 4K style of One Piece is cutting a huge amount of the content out of the show. It's thinking like 40 out of 100 episodes aired, so you should check out the sub. Alright. I will do that at my earliest convenience. Fred Levi says, do you like Soul Calibur 3? I was very frustrated with Soul Calibur 3. I couldn't figure out how to play.
I don't know. As usually happens with... I really suck at fighting games, but... For some reason, I always buy the Soul Caliburs when they come out, and I play them for like a week, and then just, forget about them. So, I mean, it's not that I dislike them or anything. I don't know. I'm not a fighting game sort of guy.
Yeah. I couldn't figure out how to play the game, so.
They're very pretty.
Yeah. I saw one guy had made a Chuck Norris and Hitler custom models.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Hitler had a sword.
Excellent.
Manicotti says, I have a chemistry test tomorrow. Do you guys know anything about molecular geometry? I know that if there are four molecules, they will form a tetrahedron instead of a square, but otherwise, no.
There's like three people in Warehouse 23 that have PhDs in chemistry.
Those people are weird.
Yeah.
I would say to you, stop listening to our stupid radio show and go study. Yeah. Because we're not going to help you. We're going to fill your heads with thoughts of anime and pie. Which aren't bad thoughts, but pie. Maybe not before, a molecular geometry test. I had enough trouble with regular geometry when I was in school. I'm not very good at math.
I was always good at geometry, but once I started getting into, like, pre-calc, I lost all ability of math. I can do, like, basic math really easy, but once you start getting into, like, trig and arcane things like, I don't know, derivatives and logs and shit, I just get lost.
Yeah. I took 4 semesters of math in college, but I'm still not good at math. Because they made me. I don't like math. Ha ha! Take that, Dr. Van Mojo. Let's see here. Gamabuta says, is there any way to usurp your clan leader? Mine has not been on in a month. Wait for him to be claimed by the Count Reaper, and then the person with the lowest player ID will become the new clan leader. So you got another month
wait
to go.
Wait for him to be claimed by the what?
I'm sorry?
Wait for him to be claimed by the what?
The Reaper. The mechanism that deletes old accounts.
Oh, well, if that won't happen if he's set no delete.
But, you know, there's a 50-50 chance. where 50-50 is a number that I made up and has no bearing to the actual chance of that account's no delete status. Let's see here. Running out of questions. Can we play 15 minutes of music? Probably not.
No.
I don't really want to have to sit here and figure that out. Let's see here. Blonde with a Gun says, you said you're adding clan stuff. Is this for clan warring or benefits to members?
It's clan... Oh, or... Okay, never mind. I was thinking guild. You go on. That's your question. Yeah.
There is a wealth of... Most of what I've done with the clans is related to clan permissions. And I've added, modified, spindled, mutilated, and basically rewrote from scratch the clan permission system. So that's why it's taking so long for me to test it and make sure everything's ready, because it's a really big change. Things that I don't really want to go into it a whole lot, because I kind of want parts of it to be a surprise, but it will be possible for a person who is not the leader to fully administrate the clan after I have worked my mojo. So best look out for my mojo, yo, because it'll be rocking your world like a warehouse full of severed rocking horses. Or beheaded rocking horses. Oh, let's see here. Spinnaness is asking for a spleen crafting system. I don't think you want to craft your own spleen.
Yay!
I guess there are salamander spleens in the game now.
Yeah, so you don't need to craft them.
Yeah, they're
right
there.
Yeah.
Istanbul says, do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? And, or can you tie them in the bow? Please offer proofs and show your work.
I can't remember the rest of the verse, or I'd... Or
I think it's, can you throw them over your shoulder like a Continental Soldier?
Oh, that's right, yeah. No, I
do
can't.
Do your ears hang low?
No. Afraid not.
Poor Sandra Lane is missing our show again. let's see. Jamaican Castle says, shouldn't the automatic catapult be a one-handed weapon? If it's automatic, you set it up and use one hand to control it. You have to use the second hand to refill it. I mean, it only holds one piece of ammo.
Right.
So if you got something in your offhand hand, you're not going to be able to reload it very effectively. And as to what you load it with, detritus from the ground. Like yes. Babies and cabbages.
Yeah.
Mostly
hobos.
Yeah. Whatever you can scrounge up.
Spleens.
Rev Noodleyson says, any idea when custom avatar forms are coming back? Never!
Oh, are they gone again?
Yeah, they're gone again. Oh,
okay.
Whenever we catch up, which they're regrettably very behind, and if someone would buy us copies of Photoshop, we would totally be all over filling a bunch of those. But since someone won't buy us Photoshop, we can't.
Oh, he will. We probably just have to go to the mall and get it and then give him the receipts.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for it. I want to make him pay for it. Like, just the thought of me giving the money personally doesn't make me feel very comfortable. Hmm. But making someone else do it is, you know, fun.
Race_K2 says, send any advanced molecular biology questions my way. So there you go, whoever it was that was asking about that.
Yeah. Send your questions to Race K2, who is apparently a self-professed molecular biology genius.
The ninja of advanced molecular biology.
Sunday. Coaching the molecular biologist.
Blalologist. Molecular biologist.
Well, that must be a really tough job to get. Sir, can you pronounce the title of your job?
I'm a molecular biologist.
No. Get the hell out of here. Let's see here. Buffer account says, how many people have no deletes? Oh, sorry. Yeah, plenty. I have it. Riff has it.
I have it, yeah. So that's at least two.
Yeah, I think Jick probably has it. I would say Mr. Skullhead also has it.
Yeah, so that's up to four. That's twice as many.
Yeah. Black Hat Look asks for a titty bar, which we're not going to add because stick figures don't convey nudity very well, so it wouldn't make any money.
Every time Black Hat Look asks something, I get confused because it looks like it says Black Belt Duck.
Oh. And then it's usually whatever he's saying, it's not something that Black Belt Duck would normally say.
Yeah.
Yukon says, playing anything from the Wendon soundtrack shouldn't scare anyone listening to the veteran chat. As I have already made them listen to most of the music through music video links.
Excellent.
Well, those aren't the only people listening. I guess I'll play something.
Huh.
If I can remember the title, the incontinent violinist player, I can play that.
Reverend Noodleyson says, it still shows as Dolphin King, as the Dolphin King's crown in the mall, and that appears to be true.
Yeah, I'll update that at the end of the show.
Okay.
I have to do that specifically.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird, but... L. Bell asks a good question. What is the greatest advantage of going hardcore? I would say the greatest advantage of going hardcore is not having to deal with a goddamn mall anymore. Which some people would disagree with.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, I only do hardcore, but I couldn't tell you exactly why. Okay. I guess I do hardcore because it's... It takes longer, but it doesn't require as much careful thought as softcore does, I think.
I would say the greatest advantage of going hardcore is that it's a more or less, not, we won't mention the snow cone thing, but a more or less even playing field.
Yeah, if you care about leaderboards, yeah. Then...
Although if you're just starting now, you got a while to go before you got to catch up with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, it's...
But... It doesn't require, you know, having been in the right place in the right time or having played the game since its inception
yeah.
to have accumulated all the wealth necessary or massive donations, which you could still donate massively if you'd like
yeah.
during hardcore. I mean, no harm will befall you.
It's a very pure version of the game because you have to play it from beginning to end, except for your skills and familiars, just as you would starting with a new character, because you don't get any ultra awesome gear until such a point in time that you could actually earn it.
Yeah. And just sort of as an aside, to those people who whine about snow cones, we have plans for those, or plans to ease your concerns. It's a while off. I'll tell you later.
Okay, yeah, you'll have to tell me later.
There are things in the works. They're not anywhere near done, but there are things in the works that will make those things sort of melt away. Let's see, we've got about 8 minutes.
To forestall the screaming, that's not going to actually, like, we're not talking about, like, nerfing the cones or anything.
No.
Okay.
Let's see, first messages again. Ultima Wright says, will you make a link to your top for your display case for easier management? No. Ghost Stalker asks for Ready City Go. I've already played that on the radio before, I think. Yukon PMs me and says the song that I'm thinking of is called One Night Carnival. All right.
Yeah, that is true.
Jamaican Castle asks if we have any grapes. I don't.
No, but I got some nails.
That's a good thing to have instead of grapes.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's find a couple more questions. Oh, I can answer this one. Okay. C.D. Moyer says, what classes have you ascended in NetHack, Xeno? I have ascended, I have ascended a Barbarian. Let's see. I've ascended a Valkyrie. No, is that a Valkyrie? Yeah. And I ascended a Taurus, Polymorphless, and Genocidless. Which was a lot of fun. A tourist, right? Did I say tourist?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I've ascended three times before that particularly tough semester of my college ended, and I had less use for that hack. I still play every once in a while. I almost ascended a rogue, or was it a samurai? I think it was a samurai. Before the eyes of many lounge members, but then I got killed on the astral plane. Pulpy says, if you want a discount on Photoshop, just point Adobe to the artwork in the game and get them to pay you to not say that it was made with their product. Not a bad idea.
For the most part, it's not, because Jick is very resistant to using Photoshop because he has a phobia of layers, because a layer frightened him very badly as a small child.
Yeah.
So all the art is, like, hand-drawn and then scanned, and then he uses whatever
Paint Shop Pro.
It's
the idea of doing any graphics work without layers is completely foreign to me.
Yeah, I mean, when layers first came out in Photoshop 3 or 4 or whatever it was, I was resistant at first because, I mean, if you've never used layers before, they're kind of weird, but I mean, once you get used to it, you'll never go back.
Yeah, I mean, I've spent most of my later formative years working for my mother for her graphics arts business, and that involved a moderate use of Photoshop, and I've always had layers, and I've just, the idea of not having them and not using them to do things like animations or pacing artwork together, just, I just don't understand how that works.
Yeah, yeah.
Like trying to code computers using punch cards, I just don't understand how anyone had the patience to do that.
Although I will say that I watched Jick going at it on PaintShop Pro the other day, and he's pretty quick with that. He was doing some pretty elaborate manipulations and did them really fast, and they came out good.
Huh.
But still, I think
it's like any time he wants something animated, he usually passes it off to hot stuff.
Yeah, I think it would be worth his time to get over the learning curve of layers and then apply his artistic majesty to a better program.
Sort of a weird.
Yeah.
Our majesty is definitely an astroseed. Astroseed?
Astroseed? What?
On that note.
Can we, like, play some music now and
that
go?
Was the plan. Let me go load up some Wendon music.
All right. See ya probably in a week, kids.
And
those of you who are older than kids.
Yeah. See you guys later. Good night.
Night.